holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The prayers of righteous people accomplishes a lot.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Wonderful, 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 wonderful day. And I pray that you're doing wonderfully. I pray that you're doing well. I pray that you're having a great day. Everybody needs a great day nowadays. Everybody needs a little break. And the Lord knows that. That's why sometimes your money be up, sometimes your money be down. Sometimes your energy be up, sometimes your energy be down. Sometimes the economy's up, sometimes the economy's down. God gives us breaks. Listen, whenever the economy's up, it comes from the Lord. When it's down, it comes from the Lord. Don't ever think that it's because of one person that is doing this or doing that that accomplishes any wealth. It all comes from Him. It all comes from the Lord. And so we should not worship politicians. We should be worshiping the Lord. In other words, not, you know, sure, there are people who want to lay across the floor and just, you know, pray and all that as far as what we think worship looks like. But the way you live is the biggest worship. The way you live is the biggest worship to the Lord. And so if you're living with the understanding that everything God says, God has something to say about your life. Everything that God says is important to you. That's a worship. That's what you're doing. And so when you don't care about what God says, that says something else. That means you're not worshiping God. So worshiping God is a good thing. It sure enough is. And you should be glad that we can worship God, because He's the one who has all the money. He is the one who has all the healing. He is the one who has all the economies in hand. He is the one who has all the leadership everywhere. He is the one who's in control of all governments. That's Him. Now, you might not agree with your government. You know, whatever. God is in charge. He's the one who placed them there. For whatever reason, He placed them there. So, He don't just place what you want there. Sometimes He places what you don't want there. Sometimes you need something that you don't want, and that's why He places it there. I don't know. Listen, I can't speak up for God. You can ask Him. I just know how He works. A little bit. I know a little bit about how He works. You know, it's not always what we want that's important. It's not about always what we want Him to do for us that's important. You know, He knows what the whole world needs. He's not the God of you. He's the God of the whole world. He's the God of the universe. That means He controls everything. And He has to take everything in mind when He makes His move. You know, when His will works, He takes everything in mind. He didn't just say, Nard called me or Nard prayed, and so I got to listen to Him and Him only. No. There's a whole lot of other people beyond me who's prayed before me, who's praying after me, that God answers. And that's up to Him. And we're talking about how righteous people, you know, by them being who they are, when they pray, God answers. Not because they do everything right, because obviously nobody does everything right. It's because God has made them righteous. God can read people's hearts. He can read their hearts and minds and see when they want to do what's right and when they're righteous people. He'll make you righteous. If you want to be righteous, God can make you righteous. And so only God can do that. right? And if God makes you righteous, then you have this thing. It talks about how righteous prayers and the prayers of righteous people availeth much, or they accomplish so much in people's lives. So it would appear to me that we would have the mindset of, maybe I need to find a righteous person, just in case my righteousness, I ain't right, just in case I'm not right, I can get a righteous person to pray for me, and God will accept their prayers on my behalf. And that's what we're going to read today. And Job, he had friends who were suggesting wrong things about God, and God told his friends that he was upset with them, and he said to go to Job with a sacrifice. And after they did that, then God accepted Job's prayer for them, because according to God, when you're inaccurately saying things about God, he gets angry about that. When you're talking about God and you don't know what you're talking about, he gets angry with that. And I'm hoping that he never gives me what I deserve, because I deserve a whole lot worse than what I'm getting. And so do you. We're just thanking God we got some mercy. How many of y'all got mercy? How many of you want mercy? Listen, we're going to read this today. This is pretty good. This is pretty good, pretty good. Listen, maybe you should find somebody who's righteous. And a lot of times we go to, oh, my pastor, it's got to be him. No, it's not always your pastor, the righteous one. Sometimes it's the janitor at the church. You know, the one who does the most service at the church, the one who serves the people the most at the church, who have a willing spirit. You just have to ask God, who are righteous people? Who are the righteous people around you? Because they're around you. They're there. They'll never let you know that they're the ones that God has made righteous to pray for people. When you don't feel like your prayers are going to make it, amen, you better go and find a righteous person who can pray for you. Because when they pray, there's so many things that happen just because they're righteous, just because God made them righteous. God hears them. Let the church say amen. Listen, okay, we were at Job 42. I think that's what it was. Yeah, we're at Job 42. Job 42. And I think we'll start at verse number 7. Job 42 and verse number 7. And watch how God talks about, you know, Job's friends and what he tells them to do. And watch what he does, because he won't accept their prayers. He's not going to accept their prayers. They're talking about God inaccurately. And so God told them what to do, told them to do some kind of a sacrifice, and then go to Job with the sacrifice, and or go to Job with the animals or whatever for the sacrifice. And then God, if they did that, God would answer the prayer. So, or accept Job's prayers and not theirs. He'll accept Job's prayer. So if they're asking Job, pray to God for this. Pray to God about us, about this, about that. And so God told him to do what this. Let's see. Verse number 7. After the Lord had finished speaking to Job, he said to Eliphaz, I am angry with you and your two friends, for you have not spoken accurately about me, as my servant Job has. So they spoke about God, but they didn't speak accurately about him. But they didn't know anything either. Verse number 8. So take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer on your behalf. I will not treat you as you deserve, for you have not spoken accurately about me as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz, the Temite, Bildad, and Shuhite, and Zophar did as the Lord commanded them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. Not their prayer, but Job's prayer, simply because they did what the Lord told them to do. How wonderful is that? Because it seems like if we would just do what the Lord tells us to do, he would answer prayers on our behalf. if we would just do what the Lord told us to do. He tells us to do this, do it. He tells us to do that, do it. He tells us to do something else, do it. And so prayers are answered on your behalf when you're simply obedient. Verse number 10. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. I don't know if the prayers that his friends had asked for Job to pray was for himself as far as restoring them or what. I don't know. I don't know what his friends prayed, but I know when Job prayed, God replaced all his fortunes. Matter of fact, gave him double of what he had before. That again, if we would just pray to the Lord, maybe he'd restore our economy. If we pray to the Lord, maybe he'd restore your finances. If we just pray to the Lord, maybe he'll restore your peace. If we just pray to the Lord, maybe he'll heal your body. I mean, it goes back to that one. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, heal their land. If we would just get back to the Lord, maybe we'd be, maybe our stock investments will go up. I don't know. Maybe if we pray to the Lord, maybe our home life would be better. Maybe the wife would be better. Maybe the husband would be better. Maybe the family would grow, you know, but we have to talk to the Lord according to the way he tells us to talk to him. And sometimes you'll say, hey, go have this person pray for you. I'm not talking to you right now. If I deal with you, you're going to get what you deserve. And you don't want that. So have somebody else pray for you. So I'll listen to them. He'll send you to somebody to pray for you. And that's why I'm telling you, maybe we should seek out righteous people, because righteous people have great prayers. Their prayers work. Righteous people's prayers work. Ain't that something? And it says that Jesus prayed for us. And so that's why we know we have salvation, because he prayed for us. Jesus actually prayed for the disciples and everybody who would hear them, for them and us. Let's seek out the righteous people and find them so we can have them pray for us so we can get things back in order.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.